Okay. I have a lot of opportunities to kind of get my politics out there because I write a blog, and so I'm really thankful that everyone has stood up and given us some insights into what you're thinking about our local politics, the development, the commissioner candidates, business at the county. This is a huge improvement since the last time I attended one of these precinct caucuses, and I think it's great to see people so engaged like this. My position is that I would hope that our delegates and any alternates that get moved up to be a delegate vote for real Republicans, and that does not include the majority of the candidates who are running as Republicans in our party locally. I think the main the meat of this whole process is our local race. The national race is going to happen, and we all vote on that as well. But the race that matters to us most tangibly is the commissioner's race. And I would hope that you vet the candidates thoroughly. You look at their associations. You look at their histories. You look at who they run with. You look at who they're advertised by. You look at what they've written. You compare those things with traditional Republican values, and you make your decisions appropriately. But that be aware that our county is a mixed bag. The Democrats are Republicans, and the Tea Partiers are Republicans, and the Republicans are Republicans. And you have to sort all that out. It doesn't come in a label. You've got to analyze it and make a decision based on qualities. So that's what I have to say about that. Thanks.
Okay. Four more to go.